Ayin Beis Hamadalach, the Mishnah speaks about Habob and Machteres. The connection is that there's Ben Tzora Mora and Nerag Al Shem Sofo because of the potential that he has to become a murderer. So the Bob and Machteres is Nerag Al Nidon Al Shem Sofo also because of the potential that he has the potential of turning into a Raidus. A Raidus is Nidon Al Sila Ben Afshin based on a different Pasuk. And this is an extension of the Din of Raidus, Habob and Machteres. So the Pasuk says that sometimes the Boba Machteris is Yesh Ladamim and sometimes Ein Ladamim. How do you translate Yesh? Ayin Beis Hamadalach, the Mishnah speaks about HaBoba Machteris. The connection is that Ben Tzora Mora is Nerag Al Shem Sofo because of the potential that he has to become a murderer. So the Boba Machteris is Neragot Nidon Al Shem Sofo also because of the potential that he has the potential of turning into a Raidus. A Raidus is Nidon Al Sila Ben Afshin based on a different Pasuk. And this is an extension of the Din of Raidus, Habob and Machteres. So the Pasuk says that sometimes the Habob and Machteres is Yesh Ladamim and sometimes Ein Ladamim. How do you translate Yesh Ladamim, Ein Ladamim? So we discussed last week, sometimes he's considered Kechai Yesh Ladamim, like a person whose blood is circulating. And sometimes he's considered Kemeis, like Ein Ladamim, that a Haharga Ein Anergo. So if I kill him, I'm not Chayiv Nisa because he's considered like a Gavrek Tilo. That's described by the Chumash as Ein Ladamim, as if he doesn't have the blood circulating in his system. So when is it Yesh Ladamim, when is it Ein Ladamim? So the Gemara explains some of the Mishorin, but not all the cases. If it's Ha'ov Al-Abein, the father's breaking in to burglarize his son's home. So the father's never going to kill his son. Father will it's rare that a father will want to kill a son. The Umdin is that he certainly is not interested in killing the son. So then then it's Yesh Ladon. Unless you know Bevadai, Zor Hashem Sholom, then the Gemara says, if you know Bevadai that the father doesn't get along with the son, he's even prepared to kill him, then there would be a din of Eilo Domin even by Ov Alavein. But if you don't know one way or the other, then you have to assume that not. As opposed to the case of Bein Alav, the son doesn't love the father as much as the father loves the son. So normally the son probably will be burglarizing the home with the intention of even going to the extent of killing his own father. So therefore, if you don't know Beferish that he's not prepared to kill a father, so there would be a din of Eilo Domin Habob Machteres Nidon Shem Sofo, even by the Bein Alav. And the Gemara says on Amud Beis, and Ayin Beis Amud Beis on Tav. Lav Davke, Ov Alavein, Bein Alav. It all depends. Each case, if it's somebody like Rav Chanina Bar Sheila, Rav says, "Oh, he would never kill me." So that's considered the Vada. Each case, if you don't know one way or the other, you assume that Habob Machteres has the potential of becoming a Raidus. And if it's Ov Alavein, then you know the Vada. That's not. But that also included, we mentioned last week, also included in the drasha, a drasha of Yesh Ladamim, Ein Ladamim. Apparently, this is the Pshutosh of Nikra. Yesh Ladamim means I treat him like he's alive, he's a living person. Thank you very much. I treat him like a living person who has blood circulating in the system. So Hargo is Nergo. And Ein Ladamim means I treat him like as if his blood is no longer circulating, as if he's dead. That's the Pshuto Shel Nikra. Then there's an additional level of interpretation, a Drashas Chazal that the Mechilta has, that the Mishnah is based on, that Damim Tarti Mashma in Tanakh, in Biblical Hebrew, or even regular Hebrew, the word Damim has a double meaning. Sometimes it means blood, and sometimes it means money. Sometimes it means possession. So we say, Domim Lo, in the case when you have no right to kill the Boba Machteres, Domim Lo means that if he makes a hezek, he has to pay, because there's no kombat with the Rabmine. And in the case when it's, when he's a Boba Machteres, that he's Neragol, that he's Nidon Shem Sofo, you have a right to kill him, then there's a din of kombat with the Rabmine. Ein Loi Domim. If you treat him Ein Loi Domim, you have a right to kill him. And Ein Loi Domim, he doesn't have to pay the money. The Boba Machteres doesn't have to pay any money. This is a new din of kamlei with the rabbi. The normal din of kamlei with the rabbi has other psukim. It goes on a different case. When a person is, let's say, hasor kedusha shel chaver b'shabbos, someone burns down someone else's barn on Shabbos, he's chayiv misa. If you catch him 100 years later, you still give him the yoinish misa. So, if there's a chayiv misa simultaneous with a chayiv mamon, then you say kamlei with the rabbi. But here there is no chayiv misa. It's a din is nitel atzila ben apsha. I write about a chaver lahardi nitel atzila ben apsha, and I treat the bava machteres as if he were a right of acha chaver lahardi. So nitel atzila ben apsha is a different word. That's not the same as chayiv misa. You only have a right to kill him called man is bava machteres. Once he goes out of the machteres, you have no right to kill him. So that's why the mechilta needs a separate pasuk of ein ladamim, that this too is covered with a din of kamla vidirabine. Normally, the din of kamla vidirabine. The din of kamla vidirabine, Gemara says, is only if it's biyidna. If the chiyuv mamon and the chiyuv misa are simultaneous. So if that person does hazekim all his life, he breaks windows and he beats people up and he goizel and mazik and chayvel and everything, and then at the end he smokes one cigar on Shabbos, so he becomes potter from paying all the tashlumen that he did all the hazekim. No, so the Gemara says it has to be biyidna, it has to be simultaneous. What do you mean simultaneous? What if it's the reverse? That din that you need that it should be simultaneous only comes to exclude that case if the chiyuv mamon preceded the chiyuv misa. So the chiyuv misa, the chilul Shabbos that he does 50 years later, doesn't pater him ex post facto from the chiyuv mamon that he had the last 50 years. What if it will be the reverse? First he smokes a cigar. It becomes bar mitzvah. And the first Shabbos after his bar mitzvah, he smokes a cigar. And the din is even b'shegeg. Even Chayim Nisa Shekigim, the son of the Bechiski, as someone mentioned last week, you still say Kamala with the Rabbani for the rest of his life. Any hezek that he's going to do, he's going to be potter from paying because he's Kamala with the Rabbani. So there is such an opinion. The Shach Mechayish Mishpah writes like that. And the Meiri quotes such an opinion in Baba Kama. But that's not the accepted opinion. The Ketzoyis is Masig on the Shach. How can it be? There is no such thing. It has to be Beidno, literally Beidno. To the exclusion of both directions, whether the Chiyuv Mamon preceded the Chiyuv Misa, that you don't say the Chiyuv Misa from later patters you from the Chiyuv Mamon, or even if the Chiyuv Misa preceded, Chiyuv Mamon comes later, it also doesn't apply. Come later, the Rabbani doesn't apply. It has to be Biyidna Mamish. Shvera Shach, so there's one opinion in the Miri, one opinion in the Shach, that if you say come later, Rabbani, so the Ketzoyis says against the Gemara in Erchin. I'll be pashed against a lot of Gemara. So there's some kafarim for all the Gemara, but that's not the accepted opinion. Accepted opinion is that it has to be the idno, or the Tosus has a kasha on the Gemara in Bava Kamma. There is a Mishnah in Bava Kamma. There's one Mishnah about Kam Levi the Rabbani Hasor of Kedisha Shol Chaver B'Shabbos. Somebody burns down someone else's barn on Shabbos, so he's Chayiv Misa for the Chil Shabbos, even if there's no Hasra and it's Bizman Azeh. The Mishnayis were after the Churban Abayis Aladvan, so still Bizman Azeh, they still say Kam Levi the Rabbani. That's like Tana Bechizkiya. Even though the mice of the Pile Mamish is not getting the Onish Miso, you still say Kam Levi the Rabbani. So that's one Mishnah, that you say Kam Levi the Rabbani. Then there's another Mishnah. I burned down the next door neighbor's barn on a weekday, but there's a person who's tied, who's chained down to the building and he can't run away. Because I burned down the whole barn, so I killed this person. So I'm chayiv misa mitam retzeach. Then Lamaisa, they're not going to give me the misa. There was no hatzroah. There's manazeh. Whatever. Lamaisa, I'm not going to get the anish misa. But you still say kam levidirabinei, like tana de bechizkiya. So their tesis is bothered. Tesis and all the rishonim are bothered. The Rashba there are bothered with the kasha. Where is that the yidna? When he burns down the barn on Shabbos, so the whole 5 hours that the barn is burning is a chil Shabbos, and the whole 5 hours is a hezek. So everything is simultaneous. B'yidna means that the chiyuv mamon is simultaneous with the chiyuv misa. But if I burn down the barn, the hezek is for 5 hours, and when the guy gets killed, that's for half an hour for 15 minutes when the fire affects him and it burns him to death. That's a half an hour. What about the 2.5 hours before? What about the hour and a half after? Why is it that I'm potter? Sounds like I'm potter from everything. So Taisus comes up with a chiddush, if it's chad maisa, either chad maisa or biyidna. If it's biyidna, so even if, seems from Taisus, let's say, I'm smoking this cigar in New York on Shabbos at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and in Eretz Yisrael, exactly that time, my shore is nogeach somebody. Absolutely unrelated in different continents. But if you can ascertain that it's exactly the same time, so the pashtus is, it's a question in an achrayim whether this is so or not, machlokes is the marshor and the kainerei. But the pashtus is that even in such a case, you would say, kam levi the rabbin. As long as the chiyuv misa and the chiyuv mamon are simultaneous, even though they have absolutely no kesher, no association whatsoever. Two parts, two continents, two different parts of the world. if you can ascertain that the Chiyuv Mamon and the Chiyuv Misa occur simultaneously, so you say Kamla with the Rabban. And then Tosfos says there's another din. If it's Chat Maisa, I lit the match and I burned down the whole barn, and then it was burning for 5 hours, kept on burning. That's all one Maisa. So even though the Chiyuv Misa is only for half an hour, while this person who's chained down got killed, if he's not chained down, he can run away. So I'm not Chayv Mikamer Tzeh, so he committed suicide. But if he's chained down and I made the fire, so I'm there at Tzeh, so I'm theoretically I'm Chayv Misa. So
it sounds like Yishon is in Chimishon Pitzai. It's not exactly the same.
Ishum Shemchitza is a different case. That I have a fire and I was posheya and I was negligent and I let the fire go out and then it killed someone. So that's a question in the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara in Bavakam and the Sugi Ishum Shemchitza sounds like it says, the simple reading sounds like it says that he is a Ritzech, that he is Chayv Misa, except how can you have a Hasro? It was B'shegeg, but the simple reading of the Gemara is that there is Kamlei B'dirab Menevea because Ishim Shemchitza means that he is a Retzeach. And then Rav Elbel Soloveitchik has in his safe on the Rambam a whole Chiddush. He says that he found the Chiddush HaRan on Sanhedrin later, coming up in a later Perek, when the Sugyas talk about the Dinam of Retzeach and Ayin Zayin. So he says this Chiddush HaRan has a whole new interpretation in the whole Gemara Bava Kamma, that even though the Gemara does say it will become like the Rav Minei, but he's not really Chayv Nisim Itam Retzeach. A whole different interpretation in the Gemara. Well, we'll have to learn the Sugya Retzeach. We'll have to see. Yeah. So the Tosfos says there are two kinds of Kamla with the Rabban. There's one kind of Kamla. Chat Maisa. If it's one Maisa, I lit the flame and it burns for 5 hours. So even though the Chiyuv Mamon is for 5 hours and the Chiyuv is only for half an hour of the 5 hours, I still say Kamla with the Rabban and the whole 5 hours because it's all one Maisa. Or even if they're totally unrelated, two unrelated Maisa, one Maisa in America, one Maisa in Eretz Yisrael, totally unrelated, but they were exactly simultaneous, even though there's no connection whatsoever, Alpi Pashtus, that's also governed with the din of Kamlevi de Ragmine, that he doesn't have to pay for the Chiyuv Mamon. But if it's not going to be the Idno, if the Chiyuv Misa comes first and the Chiyuv Mamon comes later, so most of the Paschim assume against the Shach and against the Miri that that's not considered the Kamlevi de Ragmine. So that's why this Gemara that we're going to learn tonight, this Gemara is a lot problematic. The Gemara has four lines after the Mishnah on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Omar Rav, Habobe Machteris Menot Al Kelim V'Yotza Potur. The fellow burglarizes someone else's home. While he was burglarizing the home, if you would have killed him, you would have the right to. Not only the Balabas has the right to kill him, even strangers, even outsiders also have the right. The Gemara says on Amud Beis that others have a right to treat him like a Reidif also, because of the fact that potentially he may turn into a Reidif. So if he would make a hezek at the time, if he'd make any hezek while he's bobe machteres, that's what the Mishnah says, kamlevi derabanan, that was the mechilta's pasuk ein lo damin. So Rav has a chiddush, even if he didn't make any hezek b'shas maisa, he just walked off with property. He stole things. What's he burglarizing the home from? He's walking off with all the silver. He's walking off with the lights or whatever, all the precious jewels that he can find. He walks off with it. The Rav says that's also Kamla Vidirabmin, and he doesn't have to give back the Diyan. So Rav says, the Gemara says we don't paskin like that. The Gemara says later, a few lines from the bottom, Hilchasa de Shadina bin Nahara. That's the 7-8 lines from the bottom of the Daf, that we don't paskin like Rav. But Rav's opinion, and Rav says it can't be. First Rav says it can't be, Rav never said it, then Rav says no. That's what Rav really said. He says, you walk off with the Kalim, you say Kamla Vidirabmin. So tell him, what kind of Kamlevi Dirabmin means if there's a Chiyuv Misa and a Chiyuv Mamon that are the Idna simultaneous, so then you say that Bezin doesn't make him pay the Chiyuv Mamon. But you're going to say, if there's a Chiyuv Misa and they're going to steal something, so what do you mean I'm Koina? How has this come off? How did he pull off such a stunt? He's Koina, the object that he walks off with. How is that Kamlevi Dirabmin? He has such a strange din. B'domim kaninu. Since the din is, he's chayiv nisa. B'domim. Since the Boba Machteris was nita mahatzila benafshi, he's like a right, if he had a right to kill him. So therefore, he's koina, the object, the kalim that he walks off with. What kind of a din is that? That he's koina, the kalim? There's a pella dika din. So the Gemara says, we don't pass like Rav. What did Rav mean? Let's see. Omar Rav says, "Mestaber Milsa de Rav." It has to be b'shishiber. must be that the Rav meant to say that he smashed the kelim. The lesnei, the kelim are no longer here to speak about, to talk about it. So when is the chiyuv chal to pay for the kelim that he smashed? Chiyuv is chal simultaneous with the burglarizing of the house. While he was breaking into the house and he had a right to kill him, that's when he became chiyuv to pay. I will not talk, but if he just walked off with the kelim, it doesn't make sense. The Rav says, I'm chiyuv to give back the kelim. Rava says it can't be. Then the Gemara says, but it's not true. For Halakim, Zog the Gemara, he took a shvu. It's not so. For Halakim, they take a shvu on Rav. Afilo notal. It's not so. Rav holds, even if you walked off with the kelim, you're not mechuyev to give back the kelim. So even though the Gemara comes to the maskana, the Gemara says that that's what Rav really said. But then later the Gemara says, v'ilchasa, we don't pass like that. We don't pass like Rav. Then the Gemara has, take a look, around six lines from the bottom. Rava on one occasion ignuv lei dichrei b'machtarta, the ganovim burglarized his home. It was exactly this hechitimse. It was above a machteres, and they stole animals from him. And at the time they were burglarizing, it was nitan latzila b'nafshi. He had a right to kill him, but the whole burglary was all over. Nobody caught him in the middle. And then later on, the hadrin and the halei, they gave it back. They did tshuva. The ganovim did tshuva, the burglars, and they gave back the behemoths to Rava. So the Gemara says, "V'loy kablinu," and Rava didn't want to accept the behemoth back that they gave back, even though there's a din v'heishu v'sagdei l'ashegoza. Why not? Because ha'el v'nof had been pulled with the Rav. Since Rav gezok that there's a din of kablinu with the Rav, and even if you have it be yet, you don't have to give it back, even though Rava says it can't be. It cannot be that that's the din. And then the Gemara says, "Well, that's what Rav says, but we don't pass like Rav." But since Rav said like that, so out of kavod for Rav, ha'el v'nof had been pulled with the Rav, even though we don't pass like Rav, but Hayyos, that Rav was out of that opinion, so Rav wanted to be Mechabed Rav, so he didn't. Rav lived the generations after Rav, but Mishim Kvodesh al Rav, he didn't want to take back the bane.
He didn't have to take it as a matan.
Oh, so that's what Taisus Frekta Kashe, the bottom Taisus, is the famous Kashe, but the Gemara seems to say in Bava Metzia that the Bolot, they say, they shamayim, you are Mechuyiv to give back. Whenever there's a case of Kom Levi the Rav Minei, so the Rashi and Tosis understand the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Aleph, is saying that it's only a din that Bezdin will not make you pay the mammon. But Baba Lot Sidei Shemayim, you should really pay the mammon on your own. So here they were giving it back, so why didn't Rav accept it? Baba Lot Sidei Shemayim, you're free to give back. So Tosis answers, Rav understood his customers. He understood they're not interested in any form of Zachem. They're not interested in Baba Lot Sidei Shemayim. They thought the police are going to make him pay. So they said, well, they have to have the newspaper, well, they have to have the picture in the newspaper that in the whole court case that they're going to make him pay. So they figured, may as well give it back now. But if they would have realized that the bolots of Bedine Yodim, the Natchai, just Bedine Shemaim, then they weren't such tzaddikim. They weren't interested in being loitzi de Shemaim. So Tyson says, so that's why he didn't want to take. The Yishloimah, the Kan Lahoy Rotzim Lahachzer, Elam Kain Yitzchai Bedine Yodim, Rava knew who they were. They're not such tzaddikim. They were just afraid the Bezdin was going to force them to pay. So Rav said, the Bezdin not going to. According to Rav, the Bezdin will not force you to pay. So that's what he didn't want to take. Yeah, Rashi writes there in Bava Metzia on that Tzadik Aleph, Amin Aleph, on that daf, Rashi goes one step further. Rashi learns the Gemara that whenever there's a case of Kamlai with the Rav Minei, so Bebolot, they say, they shemayim yichuyiv to pay back. And therefore, Rashi adds out another line, and therefore Tfisa helps. So that's what the later Achrenim ask about it. The Tzais quotes that Kasha from the Mashal. The later Achrenim asked if Tvisa helps. So the guy gave it back to Rava. The Ganon gave it back. So true, Rava sizes up the circumstances, people, and he sees that they're not interested in being Yotiv Edei Shamayim. But if Tvisa helps, so he has it already. So they gave it to him. So let him keep it. No, Rav holds that it's Kom Levi D'Rabbanei. We don't paskin like Rav, we paskin it's not Kom Levi D'Rabbanei. But Bolot says today, Odom, the Bezen Shalmata, they'll make you give back if you still have the yen. But Mishum Kvodo Shal Rav, they say Kom Levi D'Rabbanei. But even with the Kom Levi D'Rabbanei, even if he say Mishum Kvodo Shal Rav, so Tfisa still helps. So what's wrong with Sanadeira to do Tfisa? They gave it to him. So he has it already. So what's wrong? So that's what the Tzais quotes, the famous from the Marshal. He quotes from the Yamsha Shlomo suggestion. That maybe Rashi says in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Aleph that Tfisa helps the Bola, since Kom Levi D'Rabbanei B'Bola is the Shman Yom Chuyiv, so Tfisa helps. So maybe that's only if it's a case of Tana de Bechizkia, when theoretically if he would have done it, then maybe he would have actually gotten the Einish Misa, So since he did the Chilul Shabbos b'shogeg, he didn't get the Yonish Misa, so you say Kamla b'dirabinei, but then you say Tfisa helps. Or b'zman hazeh, no one gets any Yonish Misa. So you still apply the klal of Kamla b'dirabinei, so then Tfisa helps. But what happens, let's say, the person was Mechal Shabbos b'nezid b'edman b'hasroa, and he made a hezek simultaneously at the same time, and then the Bezman Shalmata gives him the Yonish Misa. And then I go, not only did he get the Yonish Misa b'chil Shabbos, I'm going to go, when the Yorshim, they don't sit Shiva, I'm going to come to them and I'm going to say, I want you to know it, your father at the time that is Mechal Shabbos also broke my window, and I want you to pay for the window because he Yarshim the karka from the father, and I have a right to collect Shiva Nechost. So that's what the Marshal says. No, if they already gave him the Yonish HaChomer, they gave him the Yonish HaChomer. So that's a stronger Kamla with the Rabbinate. There's one Kamla with the Rabbinate that we call the Tana de Chizki, the Brisa that came from Chizki's Yeshiva, that he says you even apply Kamla with the Rabbinate if there's a theoretical Chiyav Misa, which the Lamaisa never played out. We never gave him the Yonish Misa. But if he actually gave him the Yonish Misa, so that's a stronger Kamla with the Rabbinate. There, Tfisa wouldn't help at all. There, there's not, V'volot V'Yishmaim, not Mukhiyav anything. So that's what the Marshal suggests. Maybe that's the teretz over here. That this din, Baba Mach Teretz Kamla Midrabinei, is really, like we said from the Mechilta, it's a different pasuk, it's a different mocker. In the Chumash, the mocker is from Ein Lo Damim. It's a different mocker, Kamla Midrabinei. It's irregular. It's not the normal din of Kamla Midrabinei, because here there is no Chiyuv Misa. It's just, it's Nitan Lahatzila B'Nafsho. You have a right and an obligation to kill him in order to save the Nirdav, in order to save the other person. But after he finishes the Baba Machteris, isn't it? It's a different kind of a din. So that's what the Marshal suggests, that maybe over here it's considered like the case where they gave him the Yonish HaChomer. Because since there was a period of time, there was a half an hour, that we had a right to kill him, Mamish, even though the Maisa we didn't kill him, but we had a right to kill him, so maybe that's the Mochomedika form of Kamla V'Durabene. Shvera Teres, what do you mean? Theoretically, we could have killed him during the half hour, but the Maisa we didn't kill him. Maisa we still didn't kill him. Yeah, but if they brought it to him, so he should have said thank you very much and leave it there. Leave it there. Yeah. Yeah. That's a famous discussion Achranim have. That Rashi in Bav Metzia Daf Tzadigal Van Aleph sounds like he says whenever there's a chiyuv b'bal lotzei tzidei shamayim, tfisa help. So that's what Rishonim and Achranim have a long discussion. So what about, let's say, ribis she'ena ketzutza? The Gemara says in the first daf in Ezra and Neshef that ribis ketzutza, so someone violates ribis derayis as yotze b'dayonim. After the lover already paid the money to the malveh, so then if he'll go to court, he'll go to Bezman and say, look, you took ribis ketzutza, I want you to give it back. So the machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Loza, we pass him like Rabbi Loza, the Talmud, that ribis ketzutza yotze b'dayonim. The Bezman will force the malveh to give the ribis back to the lover. What if it's only ribis derabbanan? What if it's only abak ribis she'ena ketzutza? Then the Gemara says, "Eina yaitze b'dayon." So Tesis has 2 days, and we pass in Yeridaya. But the balot is shamayim, you are mechuyev to give it back. So many Rishonim say on that Gemara, and Shulchan Aruch there's a whole discussion whether we pass like this. Therefore, since the balot is shamayim, he is mechuyev. So you ought to say that tfisa should help. So there's a long discussion. The Avnei Zeh has long discussions. There are Gemaras in Ezer Neshech where this is very relevant. How do you read the Gemara? It sounds from Gemaras that Tfisa does not help, so you have to reinterpret all the Gemaras in Ezer Neshech if you want to assume like that. That's a Shaila. Is that so? That the Bol, any case where there's a Chiyuv B'Bol Lotzei Tzidei Shamayim, Tfisa helps. That's what Rashi sounds like he says there in Bav Metzia. Rashi and Tarsus interpreted the Gemara as saying like that. Where does it say in the Gemara? Where's the whole thing? The Gemara says like this, there's a din. Avesnan Zaino is Pasal Agabi Mizbeach. The list of korbanos that the Kohanim are not permitted to be makrev Agabi and Mizbeach. So if you have a treifa, you're not allowed to be makrev, a yotzi doifin, you're not allowed to be makrev. A whole list, Raveh, Nirva, Muktzeneh, but a whole list of Pasal Korbanos. So one of the many Pasal Korbanos says, no chumish, is Esnan Zaino Mechir Kelev. So Sali Beis Hashem Lokech, you're not permitted to bring. So the Gemara has a Shaila. What's the din? The man was mezana with his own mother, and he promised, and the mother says she wants to get a tashlumin for her services rendered. A rare cake. Okay. And so the mother says she wants him to give a behemah. And then he gives her this behemah. So does it become an esnan zayna? and if she'll bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, it'll be possible. That's not Zayna is possible. Or they say, no. Let's say the man is Mezana, but the Zayna doesn't promise anything. And then later on he gives her a matonah. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that it's not a Dina of Esnan Zayna, because the Gemara has like that in Tamur also. It's only Esnan Zayna if there was a legally binding agreement. It was Mechayiv him to give this behemoth because of the services rendered. If it's not legally binding, it just gives him a matonah later on, so it doesn't have the psul of Esnan Zayna. So the Gemara raised the question, if he's in Zana with his own mother, and he promised to give her the behemoth, come live the Rabbine, so it's not legally binding, it's like a matonah b'yalma, so it's matonah, so it shouldn't be possible mitam Esnan Zayna. So the Gemara says, no, Esnan Asa Torah, the Pashup Shat and the Pasuk, Esnan Zayna, afilo bo alimo. From the simple mashmos of the pasuk, you get the impression, even in such a case. So how are you talking? Why? So how do you explain why? So that's where Rashi and Taisus learn in Bava Metzia, not Gemara, because even though it's taka subject to the rule of Kamlei B'Dirabine, but B'Balot Sisidei Shamayim, you want the chayiv to give. So therefore, when he pays it, when he gives it the Esnan, it's not called a matana b'yalma. Even b'dinei b'diyadam also, if l'maisa he goes and he gives it, it's chaladin of Esnan Zayin, it's considered tashlumi sechiras poelim. When he gives the behemoth to the mother that he promised, the bezdin will not force him to pay, but b'balot he says shemayim is mechuyiv. Something is a little bit legally binding b'dinei shemayim, and even b'dinei yadam, if you give it l'maisa, heista tashlumi, so it does have the din of Esnan Zayin. That's how Rashi and Taisus learn. Then Rashi had to add on a little bit more. The balot is de shamayim yemechuyev, but bedina yodim is garnishment garnished. So why is if you give it, why do you consider it as tanzaina? So Rashi wanted to bring it down a little more by lemazet. So he said not only the balot is de shamayim yemechuyev, tvisa helps too. Bedina yodim tvisa helps. So since lemaisa you gave it, so it's considered a tashlumin for the chiyev, and in a certain sense it was legally binding. It's just that Bezdin won't enforce it, but it was legally binding. That's how Rashi and Taisus learned that Gemara and Bava Metzia. The Meiri has a different interpretation. Meiri learns a different shot on the Gemara. He denies that. He says, whenever it's come, Levi the Rabbinah is garnish meganish. You're not mechuyev at all. He says, the Gemara meant a different thing. Let's say someone goes into the bank on Shabbos and he borrows $50,000 and he's smoking a cigar as he's borrowing the money. So smoking a cigar is chilul Shabbos, come Levi the Rabbinah. So he borrowed $50,000, doesn't have to pay back. So the Miri says no. He says, he quotes the Chachmei in Arbona, I think. The Chachmei Provence, quotes the Chachmei Provence, that Kom Lebe de Rabbinei only patters you from a Chiyuv Tashlumin of Mazik, of Choyvel, of Niske Beheime, something like that. But his Chayvis Midas, you borrow money, or you buy merchandise and you agree to pay. Or someone to hear, why does the Noev, the Zonah, why does he have to pay the Schivas Perlin? Why does he have to pay the woman with whom he's Mizana? It's a binding contract. He entered into a legally binding contract. He said if she gives him, renders the services of the Zonah, he's going to pay her by giving her the payment. So that's his Schivas Midas, that he obligated himself for the services rendered. So the Meiri quotes the Chachmei Provence, and whenever it's a his Schivas Midas, is not subject to the whole din of Kom Levi the Rabbinate. It says, Mamash Chai B'dinei Yodam. That's how the Meiri read the Gemara. Esnan asa tera filo bo alimor, that Esnan zayna is a chiv schiras poelim, and schiras poelim is his chayvis midas, and his chayvis midas, like the meha mekach, or like havoah, is not subject to kam levi derabmenei at all. That's how the Niri learns. So there has no, so that Gemara and Bava Metzia doesn't show anything. But Taisus here is learning like Rashi. Rashi and Taisus always learn like that. The kam levi derabmenei does apply to schiras poelim. Does apply. And the pshat in the Gemara that Esnan Asa Torah Filo Bo Alima means that B'Balot Zisneri Shamayim Yimuchiv to pay. So therefore if you pay, has a Chalashem Tashlumin. If you will give it, it will be Nitfas in the Psul of Esnan Zayin. And Rashi adds on that even Tvisa helps. So that's why Tosis has the problem. How do you deal with this Gemara? No, there's no drashif in the pasuk. Just the Gemara assumes pshuta shal mikra even covered bo alimo. Yeah, no special. There's not, according to the Meir, there wasn't even a habamina that otherwise. Yeah, it's just not subject to kam levi de rabmina.
Nezek remains
is his chayvus midas. No, hezek is not his chayvus midas. No, even if I burned down your house, I didn't agree to tell you. The Torah imposes the chiyuv tashlum upon me. No, his chayvus midas is the meha mekach, If I buy merchandise, I have to pay for it. I agree to pay. And halvoa, and the Meiri claims schiras poelim. It could be that the other. That's a question. The Meiri says that esnon zayna is a schiras poelim. He says that schiras poelim is a hischayvus midas, because when the boss hires the worker or the man agrees to pay the zayna for the services rendered, that's a hischayvus midas. It could be that the other rishonim disagree and hold that the schiras poelim is not a hischayvus midas. That's the question. Is Chiras Poilim a Hischaivus Midas or not? Maybe it's a Shibud that the Torah imposes upon me. Whatever, we have to make up how much your pool is worth. Let's say you're going to work for me in my business, and then at the end of the day, we never agreed how much I'm going to pay you. So how much do I have to pay? So if we never agreed, so you only pay Pachah Shibud Poilim. You pay the lowest possible. But if we did agree in advance, then it doesn't necessarily mean that I agreed to pay you $1,000 a day. Maybe we agree that that's the shavius of your services. The work that you do, we agreed, is worth $1,000 a day. And maybe once we agreed upon that, then you do the job. Then the Torah imposes a chiyuv upon me to pay you the shivui hapu'ula. That's the question. It could be that Rashi and Tosfos disagree with the Meiri's pshat, with the Chachmei Provence, because they think that schiras poelim is not a hischaivus midas. Maybe they hold that it's a chiv that the Torah imposes. That's the question. It's not really an oinish. Not really. Let's say Odom HaMazik is not really an oinish. No. Knas is considered an oinish. Momen is not an oinish. Knas is an oinish. A minig that you don't swear even on them. Yeah, the Chassam Sofer discussed where does it come from. The minig developed over the years that the Frumayi doesn't even swear on them. Yeah.
Ich möchte es nicht nochmal ab.
Ich habe nicht aktiviert, 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 ich habe nicht aktiviert,
was galt so, denn er hör ich wegen so. Na, mach doch mal mal, das ist nicht keine Kitzel. Ja, und ich bin nach der Tag, denn ich wollte schon nicht noch. Ja, und dann soll los für das. Das Pech, aber das ist doch nicht, das ist nicht so. So, was soll denn, weil ich nicht, ja, ich werde jetzt nicht üblich. Wir wollen haben, dass sie jetzt mit dich verletzten Finger passen, also dann die Schweine dabei, die sind bereit, das auch so. Wir wollen, aber wollen wir sie jetzt, wollen wir dich, weil es zweifel nicht gibt. Es zweifel mit, es nehmen nicht gibt, weil es ein Herr. Ich kann jetzt nicht jemand, so dann ich glaube, ob sie schaut, ach, nur ob sie. Sir, ich kann ihn nicht schießen, no. Er kann ihn nicht schauen, ob mir sie. Ne, ne, Jensch. Ich schaue, wo ist jetzt? Sir, Sir, warum geht es? Jensch. Jensch. Mag, du, ich komme schon so alt, ich. Ne, aus dem Anzeig, uff, der ich in der Pflicht hätte, ne, der Belohne fährt, ja, sie ist hin. Sie ist sehr umgesetzt. Ne, ich zu sagen. So, du nicht darfst, ob ich so genau der Verlieren, die ganze Fächer, ne, ich zu sagen, das ist sich auch was. Jetzt noch viel Loch, das wird gut, und ich glaube, ob sie schaut auch noch, dass das, für wer du mal, da ich nicht erlernen, wenn ich hier diese Röcke, ich nicht nenne. Jetzt mal so, ich zu sagen, dass er nicht mehr, ja, sie ist doch. Ne, ich bin nicht, ja. Sie ist in der Sie, du fährst, ich war fest, ich war fest, Es war die Wetterung in der Zeit, das soll lernen. Also, ich habe ich auch eine Wiese aufbauen, im Barri, der will macht jetzt nicht farb, sei rein, verrückt. Ihr mag die Lunge zu den eigenen Dollen, also, ich habe ich auch nicht mit einem Ausfinde. Also, ich habe ich auch nicht mit einem Ausfinde, wir können nicht mehr rein. Ihr mag die Lunge auch nicht zwischen eigenen Dollen, der Kind hat. Das hier hat nicht hier, wenn man vor, hier lieber wohl das Lüft mit. Ihr leicht getestet, ihr na. Na, na, tausch dir. Ich war fest, wir haben sie mit, aber ich war fest, wir müssen es schaffen, aber wir haben es rum, wir müssen es schaffen. Ich komm, aber das Snake, sind ab jetzt. Aber wir nicht genannt sind, das haben wir nicht genossen. Es ist nur, es gibt sich, du bin eigentlich, weil es so schön ist, es ist nicht sehr, 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 Nicht, das war aber auch mal gewesen, na, na, war wieder mit dem Muslim, was ist? Ja, wie lief, das war nicht, der wird hier nicht so, weil ab in der Kasse ist, na, ab mal wieder. Das ist noch, ich hab sie, die Flinne, na, geht bei Allah, scheiße. Na, weil die nicht genannt sind, das Dach, aber nicht gehen, muss ich auch die Flinne, geht, also mir, ich nicht geht. Na, geht, das Ding, das wird los, na, ne, Allah, scheiße, das ist noch, ich dachte, so, wer ist, auch hätte. Ja, was Dach, aber nicht, das war, was ist, Geld, so, ja, was Dach, aber nicht, das sind jetzt, der Stadt, das ist, das ist, das ist, das ist, das ist, das ist, Ja, was da haben wir wegen nicht gesagt, das kriegen wir für den Argen, das hier auch zu. Wie ehrlich das? Sondern wohl, das ist alles noch nicht beachtet, das ist noch nicht in der Jüngling auch achtet. Wie ehrlich, nicht gesagt, wenn ich bin Argen, weil so schübe, das ist nicht sehr, 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 Oh, ich bin auch wieder nicht. Der Wort zu verneigen, der ist so schön, der macht doch die Ewes nicht. Ja, die zwei verneigen sind auch was. Und jeder ist mal, wo ich bin raus. So wird der Fass zu schön, aber sind leer, aber sind raus. Recht ist in der andere Welt, aber noch ist mir nicht, der war noch in der Welt. Ja, die zwei verneigen sind auch. Ja, die zwei verneigen sind nicht. Das Wort zu dir, 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 Es no, ne, wir achse, wenn er geht, dann ist er ja sie so, mir achse, so, sie wird sie da wohl. Es no, ja, wir achse, wenn er geht. Ja, achse, das sind nicht in der Welt, wir achse, sind ja, dann ist ein Ende. Sage, lieger, sage, lieger. So, jetzt kam er auf, dann sie wird auch, so, schön, ja. Oh, nicht, ich lasse, dann nur die Farbe, man, ich will auch, und es ist ja, umgehört, weil sie will mach jetzt, dann noch nicht, ja, ne, ich will sagen, was sie noch nicht, ich will auch, 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 Here, it was easy, I'm not.